Fired. Fired ass. Fuck is you doing on the clock, boy? Trying to get some ass. Get villains to go catch, bucko.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy, Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We got Mac, we got B, and again, we're about to start talking about some things, right? Now, first and foremost, I wanted to ask y'all boys, how y'all been? How y'all been this week?
It's been a long week, but we're here. You know, it's been a long week.
Yeah, man, same. I mean, shit. I don't have shit to look forward to but this motherfucking podcast all goddamn week. I'm gonna do shit.
So for myself, my birthday was a couple days ago. Really do much, and because I had to work that day, and once I got off work, I was super tired. It's because we've been having a lot going on, just a lot of different things that we have going on right now. But one thing that I do look forward to every week is I get to, you know, have the privilege of going out coaching my kids at a cross country team. And I'm not gonna lie, I run them jokers to the ground. And they enjoy it and they get a kick out of it. But man, it's a pretty good time. And that's what I was doing before, you know, I hopped on this podcast today. I got the chance to go ahead and run with them a little bit and, you know, we had a good time. But just transitioning a little bit, right? Just wanted to ask y'all, just because we all have, you know, kids that are males, right? How important do y'all think sexual discipline is for men? And just how important is it to teach your young children about, well, not your young children, but once they get a little bit older, how important do you think it is to teach your kids about sexual discipline?
I'm going to let you crack that off, Matt.
I mean, shit, man. Like, listen, I've been learning this late in my life, man. So sexual discipline is important. I mean, it's hard. It's going to be hard to teach that to a young kid, man. Like, because if they have the same mentality I got, it's going to be rough. I know that for a fact. But what I'm trying to say is it's a good thing if you can focus, right? Because I think sexual discipline is it's indicative of being focused. Right. And that's what we need to do, especially as young boys. Right. Because I think we had that drive a little bit more and trying to get a kid to focus on his purpose than to be thinking about sex will help him tremendously. Because I know for most of my life, I couldn't stay focused on what I wanted to do because I've been chasing, you know, chicks the entire time. Right. So I think it's hyper important, but the problem is, how do we do it? How do we do it? How do we convince the kid that their career is better than, you know, instant pleasure, right? Because that's what our brain work off, man. We're all about pleasure. And I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm thinking about it. I don't know how to implement that, though. You know, I think it's beneficial. Just don't know how the implementation of that would be.
What do you think, B?
So sexual, how important it is, or sexual?
I mean, just how important it is, and just do you think that it's worthy to try to go ahead and teach your kids about it? And, you know, how do you think you would go about it?
It's very important to teach the kids. When I think about it, though, I'm thinking like a certain age to teach the kids. Is it a certain age that you want to, like, teach them? I don't want to start too young, but I don't want to start too late either. It's gonna be tough as hell, man, because I got a boy and girl, so certain shit I can't answer, you know. But I just feel like at a certain age, so I got my son about to be 10, so I feel like I'm coming at that age though. Like I say, in between like 11 and 13 is the proper age, even though some of them start earlier than that. So I don't really know, but it is very important. And man, listen, man, I'm at the age I didn't even think this shit was gonna come this quick, man. The birds and the bees, and it's here.
Yeah, it's here. That's
But
the
yeah.
thing. So, go ahead, B.
No, I want to hear what you got to say on it.
Nah, so, well, there's a reason why I brought this topic up because it's going to kind of transition into some other stuff. But one, I think it's extremely important to teach the kids about sexual discipline. And the reason I say that is because if, like Mac was saying earlier, if you're out here and you just chasing tail your entire life, it's pretty much, it can ruin your life. It's one of those things that people, they don't really talk about that part of it a lot. I mean, it's cool to go out there. It's cool out there. It's cool to go out and, get women and to get men nowadays. And that's the way of the world. But nobody tells you about the other side of it, right? Nobody tells you about the emptiness that you feel whenever it's not somebody that you're happy, dealing with. Nobody tells you about the fact that I know it sounds crazy, but the soul ties, I do strongly believe that the more people that you have sex with, the more you leave pieces of yourself with other people. And eventually it gets to the point to where it's hard for you to be in a relationship. I think once you've had sex with a certain amount of people, I think it's hard for you to be in a relationship. And I'm gonna tell you why. The reason why I think so is because the way that it was explained to me was if you're a person, well, first off, we're going to get into the men and the women, right? So if you're a woman that's had sex with a bunch of men, or if you're a man, it don't necessarily have to be gender specific. You find things in sexual partners that you like that is different between each sexual partner. You'd be like, so you'll be sitting there, you'll have sex with one person, and you'll really like the way that they do one thing, and then you'll like the way that another person does another thing. And then when it's time for you to get a relationship, your mind's gonna be so jacked up to where you're like, all right, well, this woman, she don't do it like this. So I don't really want to be with this person. It's gonna make me think back to, the woman that you were like messing with back in the day. And I think it messes your mind up in its entirety because it just makes you continue to want to look bad, if that makes any sense. And I think the age to try to teach the kids about that is probably around 12. But it's so hard to block out the voices of everybody else that they're hearing. And I don't have the answer to that yet. I'm gonna be honest. I'm trying to
Yeah,
figure out.
they're influenced by their peers more than they are by their parents, being honest, especially at that age. We're talking about 12. When I was growing up, I remember having this girl that was exactly 12 that was pregnant, which was crazy to me. So I think the time is, as soon as they're able to understand what you're saying, when they can actually grasp exactly what you're saying, there's no age that's too young. I remember me watching porn at 8, man. They had a fucking damn kid passing around a videotape back in the day, right? I'm talking age of
God damn,
myself.
boy.
Yeah, a videotape. And they were passing that shit around. Everybody took a turn watching that motherfucker, right? So from that point, that's third grade. 8, third grade. I remember it exactly, verbatim, right? And from that point, I've been chasing, and be honest with you. I know better. From that point, from 8, I'm like, I want to do that. You see what I'm saying? So, because that was our talking point in school, that's all we were talking about. So, as soon as they can understand, man, you got to start talking to the kid. You know what I mean? But again, just like we're saying, the implementation of it, how do we do that? You know what I mean? And we work off serotonin, right? Or whatever the hell that shit's called. That shit that happened to your brain, that pleasure that you get, right? So, we have to give them some kind of pleasure for whatever they want to do in life. Just for say, the kid want to be a damn pilot, right? He does something in school, we have to reward him if it's leading towards going to being that pilot, right? So, I don't know. I'm just winging that shit right now, just trying to figure that shit out. But I don't know how to do
I
it.
just feel like you just got to be real, real close to your children. You know, like you close enough to them. Like I just think about me and my son. I can get as close to my son as I could, like, you know, down there, like his best friend or something. He'd come out and tell me, like, yeah, you know, dad, yeah, I'm doing this, or, you know, like, you know, it may be different with the women, but I feel the mother can do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, open up their chamber. But it's really up to the children, though. It's up to the kids, because if they not open to talk about that shit, that shit's really difficult.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's my thing. So for me, it's so hard for me to buy into the fact that I'm gonna be that close to my son. And that's the reason why I know for a fact I'm gonna have trouble. Because I don't think that when it comes to parenting, my whole goal is to make my son worthy of being friends with me at some point, right? But he's me and you, we ain't friends. We're not on the same playing field. Like, you are my son. I'm gonna teach you. And then by the time you're 18, hopefully I taught you well enough to where you are a person that is worthy of being my friend.
Yeah,
And
but you gotta start opening up like a different part of your heart or body or mind, I wanna say. I won't even say that. Just the older they get though, you know, just to want them to just come to you for anything. Cause I know sometimes we come off as men. Shit, we barely had a man in our household, so you know, the shit really different for us, but sometimes we can come off a little bit too hard, you know, like I sit back and think about it. Like, you know, sometimes, damn, man, they acting like a little bitch or they acting like a little girl. It don't even be that. Sometimes we just come off tough as hell. And that's just us being men. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not telling that, I ain't telling nobody to die down on their manhood or, you know what I'm saying? But you do gotta, like, they gotta be able to come to you. And that's, I'm trying to get to that point sooner or later. But right now, like you said, now, nah, I'm not your fucking friend. We ain't friends.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever label it as being friends, man. It's a dynamic. It should stay that way. It's a father-son dynamic. And I'm stating that to say because I have an adult son and that's the fucking angle I took with it. And I wish I can go back and redo it, right? So it's three things we should be focusing on when it comes to our kids, right? You should be a coach. You should coach them on how to be a better person, right? We should counsel them as in telling them what they need to do. You know what I mean? To become that better person, we should always be that mentor, right? We have experience in the matter and we can always mentor them to be that better person. So yeah, that mentor is that friend thing that I think you guys are talking about, because a mentor is a relationship between someone of lesser knowledge and someone of more knowledge, right? And you just come together to have that dialogue, right? It's open to that dialogue, but it should never become a friend, right? So I think we should coach our kids, mentor them, and counsel them, right? As much as we can. I think that's the three that we should be harping on. I mean, like the mentor portion seems like a friendship because you're having a dialogue from my experience. And so they can see that. But that's my take on it
No,
because I just
I
don't
like
see
that,
it.
man. I like
Yeah,
that.
I think that was money. That was
Yeah.
great. And I was gonna say the biggest thing that I know is I know that that relationship is gonna have to be. So whether it's a coach, whether it's a tour, all that stuff, it's all based on respect. And you just have to be there and you have to be able to garner that respect from your kid. Mac, I think that was perfect.
I mean, because that's from experience, though. You know what I mean? That's definitely from experience.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
I for sure need a little. I'm rough around the mentor part, the rough around the edges on the mat, so I gotta tighten up on my mentor area.
question for you all, right, is well, so just to segue from the topic we were on, there is a cop that was in the Nashville area that was fired from his job for, you know, pulling a woman over, and then he turns a traffic stop into an OnlyFans video. The lady was an OnlyFans actor. You know, she offered to, you know, show a little something in. She posted the content and the man was fired. Do I think he deserves to be fired in that situation? And I brought it up, just thought it was a good segue from the sexual discipline topic.
Fire that ass. What are you doing on the clock, boy? Trying to get some ass. Got villains to go catch, Bucko. Fire his ass. They do it to us. They'd be one of us trying to catch the OnlyFans little scene or something. Man, what? Fire I mean, excuse my language.
Man,
Fire his ass. Fire.
that is the right thing, right? Go ahead and fire him. But on some real shit, I'm speaking for myself here, man. The flesh is weak, you know what I mean? Hey. So I don't want to say fire the man, you know what I mean? Let's we using what we got, you know what I mean? Let's you can get out of this ticket, you know what I mean? Let me click and you can make money at the same time. You know what I mean? But it's fucked up that she actually put his face on it, you know what I mean? So
So
that's the fucked up part.
fire, boy, you supposed to be on the clock protecting me and my children and the fucking society out here, and you bullshit. Hey, fire.
Hey, the flesh is weak, man. That was the man lunch break, man. He
So
took his lunch break.
I'm with y'all, right? I think the same thing. However, I'm gonna play devil's advocate a little bit, right? So do you think that, all right, let's say he was on his lunch break and he just so happened to be a uniform and they were shooting a skit. Let's say that they were shooting a skit and he wasn't necessarily on the clock. Do y'all still think he should have been fired if it was maybe lunch break and maybe he was just kind of cosplaying for the video?
But
I mean, on some real shit, either way you look at it, on if you're looking at it as an adult, right? A professional adult, he should be fired regardless, right? Because you're put in a position, you know, of respect, right? And then duty. You have a duty to protect and serve. So either way, you know what I mean? Even if he wasn't on the clock, it's just the way he's going to be perceived from there on out. Like, what can we trust him to do anything? So from the adult perspective, yes. Me personally, nah. Listen, long as you're on the job, you're gonna do your job. You're fine with me. You know what I mean, whatever you do on your personal life, we're still fucking humans. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know what I mean? So that's just again me, and the right thing to do. Yeah, is fire.
What do you think, B? Yeah, I already know you want to fire. Okay. So yeah, I agree. That's kind of what I was gonna touch on too, is just you're wearing that uniform and you know you're a part of that department. You're being looked at a certain way. And once people see this video, they're gonna think that they can go ahead and do the same thing that this woman did just to try to get out of the ticket. And at that point, you have a whole mutiny in your system. Like you're not going to be able to control people because they think this police department can be bought, not necessarily with cash, but you know,
I'm
but
sure.
I do think that.
I'm sure that
Go
shit
ahead.
is in. I'm sure that shit in the in the books and shit and the rules. Keep that freaky shit at home. No freaky shit on the clock.
And just like you were saying, I'm sure they all have a set of code of conduct that they have to follow, right? And that's probably against the code, right? As in what they can do as, you know, officers. Because I was just watching something about females getting pregnant in jail. There was just some chick that was putting that on there. And they're saying, like, once the females are in the custody of these jail wardens, they can't give consent. You know what I mean? So everything will be considered rape because they can use their position of as leverage, as in the police will do, right? You can use that position of leverage because now if I pull you over, you bad as fuck, right? I'd be like, listen, run them numbers. I'm gonna swing past, you good, right? I ain't gonna take your license. I ain't gonna tow your vehicle, whatever. You see what I'm saying? So you're in a position of power. So yeah, I mean, they can't really do that shit. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, and that's what I said, discipline is important. It's just you, and I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really learn how important it was until I got a little bit older. And sadly, it took a lot of different things happening to me mentally and for me to hit rock bottom before it was learned by myself. So just, I don't know, I can't help but look at it from the religious perspective. And the reason why I say it is because the Bible talks about, you know, never opening that door at all. Because it's just like the first time that you start to have sex, you open this gate into this whole different world of things that you weren't even supposed to have an appetite for in the first place. And that's why we're not able to stay married, because we're not able to stay married, we're not able to stay in a relationship, we're not able to move the right way, because sex is everywhere. And everybody's telling you to go ahead and have sex, and it's not that big of a deal. And I don't think that's the way the world is supposed to be, because if we're just sitting there and we're seeking pleasure all the time, we're not looking at things in the right way. And it just goes into this situation here. It's just, you can't even do your job correctly because you can't turn the horny off. And I think the thing that gets a lot of people in trouble these days with all these different lawsuits and all this, just we live in a time where people are getting in trouble with these lawsuits and not necessarily understanding that these women are not, they don't necessarily feel like they're consenting in these situations, as opposed to if you just had a little bit of sexual discipline and you weren't out here moving a certain way, you probably wouldn't have these lawsuits on you. But I'm aware that sometimes these cases ain't always, they're not always cut and dry. Sometimes people are just looking for a payday. But plain and simple, be careful who you out here messing with. I just think that's just important just in itself. It's just, you can't be out here just messing around with everybody, doing everything, because you can end up in trouble.
In the hospital trouble, all type of shit.
Yeah, not just in the hospital, in legal trouble. Like, you can end up messing up out here. All right, but speaking of people ended up messing up, right? That video of, you know, what was going on with Lil Yachty. Hold on, there's a little bit more I wanted to show y'all in regards to that.
Yo, go ahead and tell people how people. How you tell my security guy, oh, you homeless? Oh, you work for me. Oh, you ain't got no, you're poor. And we above you, and how you talk to people like they nothing. You talk to people like they small, like they beneath you. Bro, tell people how you verbally abuse people. How you told me you're gonna spit on me when you see me. Tell people how you talk to people, bro. How you your brain is clinically imbalanced, bro. How you disrespect people, how you go around treating people in your everyday life. I've been letting you do this whole thing where you act like you like a princess and you sweet and you know, like, oh, you just such a good girl. Bro, stop the front, bro. We didn't, internally, we have withheld your actions since the beginning of me giving you this career. What are we talking about, bro? What the fuck are we, what the fuck are we even talking about, bro? You don't even do nothing. You, what the fuck? Yo, bro, it's so crazy to me, bro, because I've given you a career and time to time you just disrespect me. I wrote every fucking verse you've done. I addressed you. I dressed all five of y'all niggas, bro. Niggas, every time we stepped out the house, I put an outfit on everybody. I put 8-carat earrings in everybody ear. I put 3 chains on all y'all neck. We bought a Cartier watch. I gave you that chrome Rolex, bro. You the most. You was watching tables. You was waiting. What are we talking about, nigga? I changed your motherfucking life, and you on here lying, talking about some weak bull. That shit got me fucked up, bro. You got me fucked up, bro. You disrespectful, bro. You talk to people crazy. You tell people that they are nothing. You tell people you gonna spit on them. You tell people they poor and. You talk to my fucking label crazy. You claim I was stealing money from you. Bro, stealing money from you how, nigga?
All right. So, ever seen that, just how do y'all feel? All right, seeing that and seeing the first video. Number one, I just want to ask y'all, well, I don't know. I just think all of that he did, I just think that was lame behavior, I'm gonna be honest. But I just want to see how y'all feel about it.
I feel like it's a rich nigga that's tired of broke friends. That's just simple what it is. He mad that he put his, he probably, it's probably, his situation probably like, I got these motherfuckers that I done brought up. They constantly eating off me because they probably really don't got a lot of fans. And I got these other rap friends that's fucking evolving in life and that's blowing up, and I barely know them, and they probably more genuine and more cool with me than my own actual friends are. That's just how it go in life. People you grew up with becomes people that's not for you anymore, and that's cool. And you need to realize that and separate. That's all that is. All that rant shit, he probably don't know how to handle it. You know, that's all.
That's true, man. And I agree with you in that one, B, on some real shit. I used to never understand it when they said sometimes you outgrow people, right? And some people saying when you leave the hood, never look back. Because I used to always say that if I ever make it, I'm taking all my peoples with me, right? But some of them don't know how to live. Some of them don't know how to live that lifestyle. And you can't take some people with you, man. Some people are meant to be where they're at. And yeah, It's they're always saying no new friends. Shit, when you make it big, you have to have new friends, man, because now you're dealing with people on the same playing field like you are, right? And you keep fucking with motherfuckers from back in the streets, they're just gonna bring you down. And some of the motherfuckers just gonna hate on you just because.
You got to think Nelly did the same thing with the same lunatics. He went on his little rant, and, 50 Cent did it. Fucking, all the fucking big stars do that shit, man. They get tired of putting on and constantly feeding motherfuckers that really ain't hold the camp down like they thought. They wasn't the shine of the star. They wasn't the, you get what I'm saying? They wasn't the star of the fucking light. Like,
And
just something.
some of them feel obligated. I remember I was watching, I don't know, forgot who the fuck it was, man. My memory is just fucking shot. But it was this dude recording. He was making his music, making his music. I guess he made it big. He made a couple of songs. And it was just one dude that he always used to rock with, right? Always in the studio with him. Give him a little verse here and there. But then he felt obligated to like half the bread. You see what I'm saying? You wasn't really rapping, you're not out there, you just here. Riding along, you might put in a little verse here and there, like, now I use this word instead of this. And now you feel like you're obligated to fucking half of what I'm fucking making. And you're not even really doing shit, but just fucking hanging out. You see what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be feeling obligated because they there, because you made it. Like, nigga, nah, you got to give us something. Like, nah, no, I don't. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you have to move on, man. As I see it, as I get later in my life as well. Like, fuck them motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
So now thinking of it from the way that you guys are saying it, I do think what y'all are saying is valid, right? I do think once you're outgrowing your friends, I do think that sometimes it feels like it's warranted. The only reason I say that I think this is loser behavior is because he's online doing it, all right? And the reason why that's important is because, well, first off, rewind. So there's a little bit more that goes into it, because y'all know I'm the one, I kind of pay attention to this stuff, right? So when the Drake and Kendrick beef was going on, this is kind of where it started, right? Yachty was kind of on the fence, and he was saying, I think both of them are great guys. And then Yachty ended up putting Drake on a song called Super Soak or Super Soak or something like that. The song ended up being really big, but the dude that made the song didn't want to. Well, the dude that is that's on the sample of the song, the song that they sampled, didn't want to clear the sample because he didn't like them using curse words on his songs. So Drake ended up taking the song for himself, clearing the sample, and he's using it as a single for him. And everybody thinks it's because Yachty was disloyal to Drake. So fast forward to the situation that happened on the podcast, right, where they were having a conversation and Yachty, he's pretty much telling him, if you didn't have a friend like me, pretty much you wouldn't be shit. And then he's going on this rant with this girl, and he's telling her, without me, you won't be shit. And the rest of his crew ended up catching a stray because of it. And he's saying, I dressed all y'all. I dressed four niggas coming out of the house. Like, why are you shitting on me? And I just think that's lame because them other dudes ain't said nothing. They have steered clear of, saying things that are negative to him, but and you're doing things for people and you're keeping a toll. I feel like Yachty's one of the people that's keeping a notebook and he's writing down everything that he's doing for people and he put a check mark next to it every single time. And once somebody come at him wrong, he pulling out that book and he's like, hey, remember I did this? If you're somebody's friend, I don't think that you should be out there broadcasting and keeping account of things that you do for people. I think that's losing behavior. I don't know. I could be misguided though. Maybe y'all think that's cool, but I think that's losing right there. You keeping
It's
a
such a
toll of everything that you do for somebody. I think that's.
it's weak ass shit to go on the internet, but sometimes I don't know, man. I be having mixed feelings about a lot of shit when it comes to the internet. As adults, we supposed to keep that shit off the internet, but that might been what it take for him to like for them to I don't get through what they gotta get through. I don't know. Like sometimes it get there though. It probably so much shit that built up to make that man do that shit, bro. He probably didn't put so much shit up under the fucking cart, up under the rug, just keep sweeping piles and piles of shit, and now it just built up. Like, I got no more to say about the shit, man.
I think, now go ahead, Mac.
No, no, go ahead.
Now, I think the biggest thing is, I think we, since we in this internet internet age, it probably got to the point to where everybody's like, oh, Yachty. Like they're probably adding them constantly. And they're like, hey man, like what is this? Like, why are you moving like this? Why are you doing this? This is loser shit, blah, blah, blah. And I think it got to him to the point to where he wanted to respond.
I mean, I
I
can
still
see it.
think, I don't know, man. I just think on the go ahead, man.
No, I'm saying I can see it. I mean, I don't know which way to go about that. Like, is it loser shit? Yeah. But like sometimes, you know what I mean? Like when just like B was saying, once you get to that limit, man, just sometimes you snap and you might bring that shit up. You know what I mean? Because you might have struggled to have to fucking accumulate that money to put these jewelry on them. These watches on them, as you were saying, you know what I mean? And that was a burden on you, but they didn't see it. And now they're just
Or
looking at it like, man.
could have took all that shit that I've been helping y'all and help out family members, you know, or man, motherfuckers don't be thinking about that shit, man. When you bless a motherfucker, you may bless a motherfucker like a friend before actual family member, somebody that actually needed it. Like, bro, I done blessed a lot of people, bro, that didn't need to get blessed, bro. And I don't know. I just shit got me starting to think in flashbacks and shit, because a lot of motherfuckers just don't deserve it.
And what they say, man, don't give nobody shit if you can't consistently do it, because you can give a motherfucker $100 nine times, and on the 10th time you said no, and this motherfucker will say fuck you, like you never did shit for him, and that whole relationship will fucking get fucked up just for you saying no one time. So, I mean, I know how it is, because just like you're saying, B, man, I've done the same shit, and that was the same thing that registered to me. Like, now if I can't do shit for you, even if I can this one time, I'm probably not going to do it, because then you're gonna ask again, and then the second time I might not be able to do it. Then I'm gonna feel some type of way that I gave my $100, and now you're talking shit because I couldn't give it to you the second time. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, bro. If I'm down bad and I ask you for help and you out here shitting on me in front of the entire world, I feel like you a lame ass loser ass nigga. And I can't get behind that type of stuff. Like you can help people behind closed doors. You can have y'all conversations behind closed doors, but once you start taking it to the internet for the world to see, to make all your friends look like they some losers, that ain't cool, bro.
Yeah, he big as hell too. He not small, so that's another thing. Like, he not small. Dude probably got about 20 million followers. Like, so yeah, that is, yeah, that's whole nigga shit. Sorry.
Yeah, but still, man, like now, like I said, like I always perceive things from my perspective. I do stuff genuinely now. Like, if I'm gonna do something for you, it's genuine. Like, I have to really fuck with you first and foremost before me for me to do shit, right? Because if I don't really fuck with you like that, you're not getting shit from me to begin with, right? So I don't have to do what he's doing. I don't have to ever bring that shit up again, because whatever I'm gonna do for you is genuine because I fuck with you. You see what I'm saying? So I get both sides, and I understand what you're saying, you know what I mean? But I know it's some loser shit, but
I think that just come from us being a little bit older too, because it's funny because I had this back when I used to lend out stuff to people all the time. I had a conversation with somebody and they were like, if you lending out stuff that you, well, you said consistently can give out, but if you lending out something that you don't necessarily like that you need, then you shouldn't be lending that stuff out in the first place. They said, never lend out anything if you can't do for yourself. And I've been in positions before when I was younger, and it was a lesson I had to learn where I was giving people my last like $100 because they would call me with a sob story and whatnot. And there was times where I couldn't even do for myself because
talk.
you laughing at?
Ain't never given a nigga my last $100, man. You tripping.
I have,
You
bro.
tripping. You lost your
Like,
mind, bro.
because when
But I'm
somebody call you with a
listening.
sob
I
story,
want
they
to hear
like,
the story.
when somebody call you with a sob, bro, I can't pay my rent this month. All I need is $100. You like, you feel bad. You go ahead, you slide on your last 100.
Hell
Like,
no, never, nigga. I ain't never got it.
it happens.
Ain't
It
got
took me learning, bro.
Yo, you learned, hey, you learned
Like,
quick as
some
hell.
lessons in
You
life you
learned
gotta
quick
learn.
as hell, didn't you?
Now you got to. Now you gotta learn. And
But
that's the
that's,
lesson that he learning right now. Well,
yeah,
even though
but
I'm
that's,
pretty sure that's not his last, but he learning.
you funny as hell, no, that's my last thing.
But that's what I forgot exactly how that saying goes though. But you're right on it though. Is then don't lend out something that you actually need, right? You can't. You know what I mean? Just like you're saying, like if you got your rent money, right? And somebody called you with that sob story, and you loan it to them, and then you can't get it back. You might be in the motherfucking streets. You see what I'm saying?
I know
And
I'm listening back. I don't mean to cut you off, bro.
No, you're good.
I was about to say I look at it a different way now. I look at it as anytime anybody want to borrow money or you know if I give away money or whatever, it's spent. Like it's spent.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at it like that. Like it don't even
Like you're
think
not getting
about
it
it.
back.
Whether they borrowing it or not, don't even think about it anymore because it's spent, bro. Like. Everybody has their own agendas. Everybody got different shit going on in their mind. You know, a motherfucker might tell you all this sob story, but he know in the back of his mind, I ain't paying this nigga shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And it's fucked up, but you just got to look at whether it's $500, $300. You know, even if they credit good, you still got to look at it as spent.
Well, that's and
And
that's
at
where I
that point,
come
I'm talking shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm bringing that shit up.
I
Right.
mean, you could bring it up. You could bring it up all day, though, if that's how you feel. But it's still
Yeah,
spent.
but that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, if I loan you my rent money and I didn't get that shit back, nigga, I'm bringing that shit up. Like this nigga
Nigga,
heard
I'm
my shit
knocking
and said
that
he's gonna
nigga out.
give it back to me, and I'm fucking on the motherfucking street. Fuck that nigga. I'm not gonna fucking hold that shit in.
Damn.
Like, I ain't gonna play the high role. Like, shit, I'm on the street, man. But you know what I mean? I hooked my homeboy up. He's still living in his crib, but I'm on the motherfucking street. Nah, I'm bringing that shit up. I loaned this nigga my fucking rent money, and this nigga ain't pay that shit back.
That nigga ain't even offering you a room at the spot.
Right. Now he not answering your calls.
So what's funny, right, is that's where one of my rules came from of not lending a single mother. I don't lend to a single. Like, if you're a single mother, I don't lend you no money, and that's whether it's
That's fucked up.
family. It's the truth.
You
You would never
don't.
see that
Don't say
movie.
Lynn. Just say just don't say Lynn then. Just say
Yeah.
I'm giving it. I'm giving it because it's good as spent. Certain motherfucker, it's good as spent. I spent it on you. That's how I look at it. Like I gotta really want to give it to you. I'm really want to spend it on you. There you go.
And another thing I learned about that loan and shit, like if you ain't got the motherfucking money, like if the person's asking for it and they don't have the money, most likely you ain't gonna get that motherfucker back. Because think about it, like even if it's about rent, right? They have to still pay their rent. They have to pay the rent the next month too, right?
Because they got to
So,
rob Mac to pay the rent.
right. So you ain't getting that shit back. Just like you said though, you got it. If you loaning somebody some money, just count it as being gone. Be like, and I
Spent.
ain't getting the motherfucker back. And if you do get it back,
Target to the
you know
game.
what I mean? It's a celebration. You know what I mean? It's happy time. You just earned you some money.
It's spent. Like at this point, I just like motherfucker call and like you. I get about five. Maybe five calls a day. Cash App, Chime, Apple Pay, man. Fuck no. None of that shit work no more. It don't work. That'd be
So,
my ass. Shit.
but on that shit though, I mean, on some real shit, right? So, this is about. I think we had to talk about. No, I was telling somebody else. See, I was talking shit about loaning that money, but what I'm trying to say is, I know some dude hit me up. He hit me up on fucking Instagram, like, "Yo, I'm fucked up. Me and my son on the streets." He's like, "I just need a little help from you, bro. Can you help me out?" I was like, "What you need, bro?" Right? He was
Hey,
like,
I'm like,
"60."
oh, Bells, you know he wasn't paying shit back.
A flag on the
When he
plate, bro.
gonna
He
pay
asking
back?
you money on Instagram,
Yeah, but it's not even
bro.
that. But listen. He's like 60. I was like, damn, that's easy. I thought it was something small. So I was like, I'm good with that, man. $60. That ain't shit.
You ain't
So
never hitting that, boy.
I cash out him the $60, right? He's like, he gonna pay me when he gets paid. So 3 days go by. I get another message from him on Instagram, right? He's like, "Yo, man, can you loan me something else?" I just ignore the fucking message. I call this cousin, like, "Yo, this nigga smoking crack?" And she damn
He
sure
already
said,
owe
"Yeah,
you the
that
60
motherfucker on
piece.
that shit." And I was
He
like, I kind of figured
already
that's
owe
that
you the
crackhead
60
shit.
piece. You should have slid him to 40. Fuck
yo,
you.
Yo, why do addicts, why do they always ask you for like random amounts of money? Like, hey, I need $43 real quick. Like,
$43. You gotta get the rock and the pipe.
Yeah.
And the lighter, maybe.
The three for the lighter. Oh, shit.
I'm not even gonna say no names, but somebody that used to hit me up all the time, like, yeah. I got just need $17.46.
It's that specific amount of money right there, bro. If a nigga called me and asked me for $17.43, I'm just gonna send it to him.
It gotta be a bill, though.
Right, that's just specific as fuck. Like, I just need this to cover the rest
and
of it.
And I just asked for $18, man, or $20.
Right. I'd have just asked for the dub, like, yo, let me borrow $20.
You gonna pay me back $17.37. Fuck out of here, man. Keep the change.
Yo, you try to cash at me, like, what my 37 cents?
With my 37 cents, man. It charged me 49 cents last time to deposit.
No.
No, I had, and it's funny that y'all bringing this up. I got a homeboy. I would show y'all, but I ain't gonna show y'all. But I don't give a fuck, man. This motherfucker, man. Listen, man. This motherfucker blew me down, man. I'm talking about blew me down for the $12, man. I'm like, damn, not 12 bar. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for days, for about 3-4 days straight. I'm like, damn, he got after message, send me my $12. I'm like, goddamn, boy, I'm getting. Game was left $12, man. It was just funny, though, man. Goddamn, he blowing me down.
But hold on. Look at it from his perspective, though. It's the same shit we talking about. I loaned this nigga my $12, and he ain't paying that shit back.
It had to be his last. And it's funny because I responded, broke ass, with the laughing face.
But, shit. Yo, that's contradictory.
But check it out. No, hell no.
That's contradictory.
Because you said you borrowed the $12 from him, right?
I didn't borrow shit. So basically, I guess you could say I borrowed it, but I didn't borrow it on some. Yeah, let me borrow $12. I basically hit him with the, man, just pay for this real quick, and I'm gonna send it to you when I put it on the card or whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, it was just funny. Nah, this hell, dog.
That made me mad because it's like, it wasn't a petty $12 when he gave it to you.
It was the $12 because I'm the same motherfucker that don't be caring about that shit.
Nah, but if you borrow from somebody, you can't be like, damn, this petty ass $12. I think that's problematic because it wasn't petty $12 when you needed it.
It wasn't even that it was petty, man. It was just, I don't know. It was funny. Shit, I had the $12. I was laughing at him. Shit, but I gave him his little $12, man. He just blew me down for it. Like, motherfucker called me like 10 times in 2 days.
I mean, in all honesty, I wouldn't be surprised if a dude slapped you right in the face.
Hell no, ain't no one gonna slap me.
Over 12? Well, no, because it's the level of disrespect, though. Because you're disrespecting the man.
Over
$12.
You gonna slap me by
when you call this nigga a broke ass nigga. Because you owe him $12, that is
nothing. I mean, but this my dog, though. You know, we talk shit like this, though. This is funny, man. It if it was anybody else, it probably would have been different. But, you know, it's my dog. It's funny, man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. But you're doing the same thing, man. And you're going to cuss my man out for wanting his money back. You know what I mean?
I feel like this.
You're going to call my man a broke.
I feel like it's a payback rule, bro. Like, if it's like $15 and up, man, pay that shit back ASAP. I didn't have a motherfucker call my phone like, yo, bro, you got that $3 you owe me? I said, man, what, man?
Nah. I ain't gonna lie. That's some broke-ass shit.
That's some broke-ass shit. It ain't $12 times four.
But you owe is a broke ass.
$3 though. I respect the 12, but three is crazy. But let's go to the
life decision, my boy. You gotta reevaluate your life decisions. No, I'm waiting for Mac to get back. I got one more video on the show, and then we go ahead and cut this because we got about 48 minutes. I like the red flags thing, and I want to show y'all this video, and I want to ask y'all. How big a red flag is a major red, like major flag on the play, Or just a small flag.
Where the baby go? Hey, I said, where the baby go? What the fuck?
Yo.
All right, major red flag or small red flag?
But what did she run away for?
A bug.
Probably a bug?
Yeah.
And I guess I wasn't looking. Yeah, that's a major, that's a big ass flag right there.
Man, that car could have been riding past. That baby was still.
Young boy, like, what the fuck's wrong with her? You know what I mean?
The fact that the son had more sense to run after the baby before the mama took right. off.
That's because some people scare tactic. They just fucking jump and scared of every fucking thing.
Yeah, but as a parent, I feel like a certain level of like maternal instinct. Like, even if you scared, like at least hold on to the damn stroller. One thing I learned about myself is like with my reflexes, a lot of times, like if I'm about to fall and I know the kids are around and stuff like that, naturally my first thought is the kid. And then everything.
So imagine her being in the ocean or some shit. That baby good is gone.
But if it was anything, even though I thought it was like a dog or something, I'm still waiting for what's coming. You know what I mean? Even with a dog, shit. Grab the goddamn kid. Like, fight the motherfucking dog. God damn, that bitch just took off.
That motherfucker probably was vicious that was trying to get her, though. Whatever it was.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't know, man. Now, if you're talking about like a motherfucking lion or a motherfucking tiger or some shit, and you just took off, I can probably see that shit because you really can't do shit. But like a dog on some real shit, like people are scared of dogs. You can beat a fucking dog's ass, man. On some real shit, like, yeah, you're going to bite you a couple of times, but it's a motherfucking dog. I don't give, well, depends on the size of the dog because they have these big ass motherfucking dogs. But I'm talking about dogs that people are scared of, like a pit bull, a German shepherd. These motherfuckers, listen, all you got to do is grab that motherfucker by his neck. He can't bite you. All he got is his motherfucking teeth and you just ragdoll this motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I ain't scared of nothing smaller than me, man. Fuck that. I'm gonna whip your ass.
Like I said, for me, that's a major red flag because it's just she don't have any maternal instincts at all. Is if you're gonna be with somebody like that that's raising your kid, you see that they are selfish like that, I think that's grounds to go ahead and get out of that relationship.
Yeah, because if the house burning down, instead of her coming to come get you, she out that motherfucking door. All y'all motherfuckers in there dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, those are facts. It's funny because I seen another video that was like, it was kind of similar. I got another good one for y'all. Y'all just tell me how y'all feel about this one. Major red flag or no? Hold on, I think I might have blow this enough for y'all to like really see. I can't blow it up.
Nah, I can zoom in on my shit. I can see.
Gotcha. All right, I'm going to share it again. There you go. I just be liking stuff for the podcast sake. Can y'all see that?
Yeah. What the fuck she just do?
You said what?
What the fuck she just do?
All right, let me see if I can make it bigger. Do it again. She's snapping a picture.
She snapped a picture?
Yeah. Mac, you catch it?
My bad, man. I'm fucking trying to get this girl to stop fucking crunchy crying for no goddamn reason. One more time.
No, I got you. We about to. Okay. Let me see. You dumping her, you keeping her?
Just
Keep
get
going.
out, my house. Bitch, get out. Where the video at when the nigga told the bitch to get out in the middle of the ocean on the he said, hey, niggas, who the fuck is James? Bitch, get off the jet ski. Now she gotta go, man. That man, what the fuck is that, man?
While I'm in the bed too.
I'm right here, man. Get the fuck out, man.
No, I thought that was funny, but all right, and this is the last one. So wait, I'm talking about, I just want to know if that was a major red flag or a small red flag. I think the girl taking the picture, I think
red flag.
Major or minor? Could you still be with that girl or not?
Never. She for the streets.
All right, last one.
These are the terrifying moments when a couple was ambushed in their own driveway, both of them shot by masked men demanding money. The chilling doorbell video, Cal de la Cruz, who was shot in both legs, pleading with the suspect, standing over him with two guns. One of them covers the camera. A neighbor came outside and the men ran back to the car and drove away.
I can't even sleep.
De la Cruz is in unbearable pain, unable to walk. Doctors say it could be 6 months. And his girlfriend, Kim Chambliss, was shot in her calf. The couple says Thursday, August 1st, started off as their monthly date night.
We don't get to do it often just because we both work extremely hard.
The couple capped off the night at the Hard Rock Casino. Val joked he needed to win money back from dinner and drinks.
I hit and I got a jackpot. And, you know, I was dancing.
Not once to press their luck, the couple cashed out with about $3,000 and drove home to Riverview. Investigators say these two men, Marcus Jenkins and Tristan Wright, were watching them the entire time.
So my question for y'all is her running in the house like that, is that a red flag or no?
I'm trying to figure out how long dog got shot. I don't even remember her running in the house. I'm just thinking about dog getting shot.
Hey, while he was getting shot, she ran in the house.
Yeah, no, that ain't a red flag for me, man.
Nah, that ain't no red flag. Shit, it's survival. What, she's about right to sit there and get shot with you?
Yeah, but two of us gonna be shot. You know what I mean? We ain't got no guns. Take your ass on. I don't see that one as a red flag.
I see that one as not a red flag at all. And yeah, the people on the internet were kind of killing her because they were saying something along the lines of, well, she should have at least been out there and got shot with him.
That's stupid. Dumbass shit. That's a selfish motherfucker that said that shit. You might as well get shot with me. Like, nah, they get stupid.
Yeah, you might as well die with me.
Shit.
Mine's probably, I don't know. I would want mine to get shot with me too, though. Don't get shot with me, shit.
She ran in the house, she locked the door, he was still out there. I mean, at that point, there's nothing you can really do for him. She can't pick them up. They're already right there. In that situation, I think her locking the door, I think that's perfectly fine.
Listen, that's like you can't fight, right? And your homeboy pick a fight with Mike Tyson, right? And Mike Tyson knocked him the fuck out. What you gonna go do? And you can't fight. Like, nah, I'm good. Shit. I'm blaming. Hey, take off running, dog. It don't make sense. Both of us getting knocked the fuck out. Shit. I wouldn't blame him. I mean, I picked the motherfucking fight, but it is what it is. I don't see that as a red flag, man.
Got you. All right, so what y'all got to say to the people this week?
Hey, man. Get them kids back to school on time. It's that time of the year. Shit, don't forget.
Hey man, I got, man, since we gonna keep it the theme of fucking what happened during the podcast. You know what I mean? Hey, fucking don't celebrate when you fucking hit the jackpot at the motherfucking casino. Niggas is watching. All right. So take your ass the fuck home. Be quiet. Cash out and dip. Act like you fucking lost. You know what I mean?
That's what they tried to do, and that's how they got caught, because they thought they was out there, they was moving like they were supposed to be moving.
Right, because they even probably thought they made more than that, right? You sitting there dancing, you hit the jackpot. I ain't thinking it's because I'm sure the motherfuckers they ain't run down on them for 30 grand. I mean, for 3 grand.
I don't know. People out there hurting that 3 grand.
Man, motherfucker rolled down on you about 500, man. This shit. You're right. 3,000, that's a come up, man. They.
Yeah, you look like an easy lick. You with your girl, they know for a fact you're an easy lick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let me see. Okay, so any young man out there maintaining that sexual discipline, okay, it can pull you away from your purpose. Just make sure you keep your head on the swivel. Pay attention to what's going on around you. And that's pretty much all I got to say. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.